Okay, moving on. Catherine, our rulemaking update, please, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And again, while I've got the audio connecting, I'll work on getting the presentation loaded for you.
Sounds good. We're standing by.
Yes, sir. Should be coming up.
It's there.
All right.
And you're coming in, loud and clear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, my name is Catherine Bloom, and I'm the Division's Rulemaking and Fishery Management Plan Coordinator. In the rulemaking section of the briefing book, beginning on page 224, is a memo and supporting documents that provide an update to the Commission on the status of rulemaking and request the Commission's vote on the notice of text for readoption of a portion of its rules, and I will briefly review these items for you. First, I will review the status of the 2019-2020 rulemaking cycle. At your February 2020 meeting, the Marine Fisheries Commission approved final readoption of two rules as originally published in the October 1st, 2019 issue of the North Carolina Register. The first rule is 15A NCAC 03M0509 Tarpon, and the second rule is 030-0108. License and commercial fishing vessel registration transfers. Following the commission meeting, at least 10 letters that objected to the Tarpon rule and requested review of the rule by the legislature were received by the Rules Review Commission. On April 16, 2020, the Rules Review Commission approved both rules. The Tarpon rule is subject to legislative review per General Statute 150B-21.3, effective date of rules. Both rules are subject to legislative review per Session Law 2019-198 and General Statute 14-4.1, Legislative Review of Regulatory Crimes. Due to the proximity of the approval of the rules by the Rules Review Commission to the beginning of the 2020 legislative session, these rules will likely not be considered until the 2021 legislative session. Coinciding with the wrap-up of the 2019-2020 rulemaking cycle is the availability of the North Carolina Marine Fishery Commission Rules April 1, 2020, otherwise referred to as the rulebook. As of the publication date, the 2020 rulebook provides all current Marine Fishery Commission rules, the current version of selected North Carolina general statutes, and selected North Carolina session laws. It is important to understand that there are no new rule changes that became effective April 1st, 2020. This is the first time I'm aware of that we have a new rule book without also having new rule changes becoming effective at the same time. The rule book is available on the division website on the Rules and Regulations webpage. I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate my thanks to our division staff member, Megan Skiff, in the Wilmington Marine Patrol Office, as well as to Captain Garland Yacht for his flexibility with his staff members' time. Megan is the only reason the updated rule book has become a reality after 5 long years. So thank you, Megan. We can have a complete rule book with no rule book supplements for a little while. Next, I'll shift gears to review the status of the 2020-2021 rulemaking cycle. Due to protective measures to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 and subsequent impacts to staff workload, we will have two packages of rules this year. A small group of rules is scheduled for action today. This is Package A. Rulemaking to begin readoption of additional rules is scheduled for the Marine Fishery Commission's August 2020 business meeting. This will be Package B. Doing so will allow a little more time to prepare rules and obtain the approved fiscal analyses from the Office of State Budget and Management. The process of rule readoption for 7 Marine Fishery Commission rules in 15A NCAC 18A sanitation is scheduled to begin today. Changes are needed for the Recreational Water Quality Program rules. More information, including the steps in the 2020-2021 rulemaking cycle and the fiscal analysis of the proposed rules, are in the rulemaking section of the briefing materials. This slide shows the figure of the 2020-2021 rulemaking cycle that is found in your materials. It shows the steps for Package A, which is the Recreational Water Quality Program rules, and I'll detail those rules shortly. The steps for Package A include the Commission's approval of notice of text for rulemaking today, publication of the proposed rules in the North Carolina Register in August, and the public comment period and hearing to be held in the late summer to early fall. At your November meeting, the Commission will receive the public comments and be asked to vote on final approval of the rules. The rules have a proposed effective date of April 1st, 2021. The importance of this effective date will be explained when I detail the Recreational Water Quality Program rules. This figure shows the 2020-2021 rulemaking cycle for Package B. At your August meeting, the Commission will be asked to begin the rulemaking process for additional rules in Chapter 3, Marine Fisheries, and Chapter 18, Subchapter A, Sanitation. In general, all the steps in the process are shifted forward one quarter for Package B. The earliest effective date of these rules is May 1st, 2021. Again, while we usually strive to have only one package of rules per year, we are experiencing unusual circumstances due to the protective measures to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 and the subsequent impacts to staff workload. You will receive more information about Package B at your next meeting. Next, I will explain the proposed changes for readoption of the Recreational Water Quality Program rules. This is the first group of rules in 15A NCAC 18A being considered for readoption, and they are found in Section 3400, Coastal Recreational Waters Monitoring, Evaluation, and Notification. The rules were adopted in 2004 and need updating to bring the Recreational Water Quality Program into compliance with new Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, criteria and standards, and to be more efficient as a program in protecting public health. So the purpose of the program is to protect public health by monitoring recreational coastal waters and to notify the public when samples collected exceed the safe swimming standard. Approximately 200 sites are tested throughout the coastal region, most of them on a weekly basis from April to October. Waters are tested for Enterococcus bacteria, an indicator organism found in the intestines of warm-blooded animals. While it will not cause illness itself, its presence is correlated with that of organisms that can cause illness. Testing continues on a reduced schedule during the rest of the year when waters are colder. The coastal waters monitored include the ocean beaches, sounds, bays, and estuarine rivers. The intended effective date for readoption of these rules, as I said earlier, is April 1st, 2021. This coincides with the start of the 2021 recreational swimming season, creating a smooth transition for the regulated public and division staff in implementing the updated standards. Waiting until the August Commission meeting to begin rulemaking would be too late to complete the process before the swimming season starts. So now I will summarize the changes that need to be incorporated into the rules. In 2014, the EPA updated its regulations on marine recreational water quality standards, known as the National Beach Guidance and Required Performance Criteria for grants. This not only provides specific rules and criteria related to beach water quality, but also provides a grant-based funding pathway to assist states in ongoing monitoring and reporting. The Recreational Water Quality Program is already following a portion of this 2014 guidance in terms of monitoring and enforcement. Additional monitoring requirements and notification requirements need to be implemented in rule to comply with the federal program and remain grant eligible. These new requirements would simply shift the protocols in place for both monitoring recreational waters and notifying the public of swimming alerts. The proposed changes would ensure equal protection for swimmers by requiring that the same bacteriological threshold triggers public health advisories for all swimming locations, regardless of how frequently a beach is used. Changes to the notification processes would also minimize delays and reduce confusion. The text of the proposed rules and the fiscal analysis of the proposed rules are in the rulemaking section of the briefing materials. The last agenda item for the rulemaking update is for the commission to vote on notice of text for rulemaking. The division recommends the Marine Fishery Commission begin the rule readoption process for the 7 coastal recreational waters monitoring, evaluation, and notification rules by voting on notice of text for rulemaking for readoption and readoption through repeal of 15A NCAC 18A 3400, including the corresponding fiscal analysis per General Statute 150B 21.3A, periodic review and expiration of existing rules. And that concludes the rulemaking update. I'm glad to address any questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you so much, Catherine. Any questions on Catherine's presentation? If not, could you flip back to the previous screen?
Okay. I'd like to make a motion. This is Martin Posey.
Okay.
I make a motion that we, approve the notice of text for rulemaking for readoption and readoption. Basically what's said here.
Okay.
That we approve the notice of text for rulemaking.
Okay.
And this is Doug Cross, I second it.
All right. Patricia, you got that? Click and paste.
I do, just a second.
All right. Stand by. There wouldn't be one commissioner here that could repeat all that. So I'm trying to take a shortcut. All right. It looks like we got it. Martin, does that look like your motion?
That looks good. If it needs any changes, the staff can probably let me know now. But it looks
all
good.
Right. Okay. Any discussion on this motion? Excuse me. All right. Please read the motion, Laura, and do the roll call.
Okay. Yes, sir. Motion by Martin Posey to approve notice of text and the corresponding fiscal analysis for the readoption of 7 MFC rules in 15A NCAC 18A.3400, the Coastal Recreational Waters Monitoring Evaluation and Notification, per GS 150B 21.3A, seconded by Doug Cross. And the roll call vote will begin with Commissioner Cross.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Blanton?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Cornegie?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Aye.
Thank you. And Chairman Bizzle?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. Catherine, once again, thank you for your work with all of this. Like I said, I got aspirin if you need it. I've got a source for it because I know this is bound to give you a headache from time to time.
Thank you, sir.